From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Trump has been praising first responders battling to save lives nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria roared through the Caribbean. The president's visits include meetings with Puerto Rico's political leaders. Congresswoman Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon of Puerto Rico thanked the president for the government's help.
The amount of devastation, it's unheard of. But during all this time, we got the federal government by our side, doing the job for the people here, like you in the military, doing all that has been asked.
The president admitted that a lot more must be done, and he called on locals to do more to rush aid to isolated regions. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada are continuing to search for a motive behind the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in recent U.S. history. The attacker, identified as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire from his 32nd-floor hotel room on a crowd of 22,000 people at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. At least 59 people were killed and 527 others were wounded. U.S. President Donald Trump commented on the assailant before leaving for Puerto Rico.
He's a sick man, a demented man, a lot of problems, I guess, and we're looking into him very, very seriously, but we're dealing with a very, very sick individual.
The president also commended law enforcement and first responders. French police investigating a knife attack that left two young women dead in Marseille said they have detained four people on Tuesday. A judicial official said the four were in custody on suspicion of association with a terrorist group. Several places were being searched in the probe. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media networks for more. This is VOA News.